Most things have a beginning and an end. Does Absolute have a beginning? Good question, isn't it? Does Absolute have a beginning? Well, let's consider Absolute like Absolute. Let's consider Absolute as the Absolute, and there's nothing else but Absolute. Absolute is the beginning, the end, the middle, and there is no middle, there is no beginning, there is no end. It's just all there. You might say that's sort of bobbing around the barn there a little bit, but when you realize that all is, and all was, and all will be, and nothing new will be created, nothing will be destroyed, nothing will be separated from our experience, everything that exists, does exist, did exist, and will exist. It has no capacity to be unexisting, if there is such a word like that. Sounds good to me. But consider the fact that what we're talking about now is not what you're thinking about. What you're thinking about is a relative word. And what we're talking about is an absolute word. We are talking about a word that does not have any beginning or end, as any relative word does. Any relative concept has a beginning and end because it is not real. It is an illusion. Now, are the concepts which make up absolute, are they illusions also? And the answer is no. They are not illusions. They are conceptualizations that exist and cannot be changed, cannot be added to, cannot be subtracted from, cannot be manipulated in any way. You say, well, gee, that doesn't sound like much fun at all. Well, have you ever seen a kaleidoscope? Have you ever seen one of these little things you look through and you twist the things of different colors and things jump into place and little pieces of paper and light, and so it's very pretty. Well, absolute is in a way like that, and because it has everything there, it always is there, and it always is in its diversity and also in its individuality. It's there, so to speak, inside of that glass chamber, and it is not there because it keeps changing. Yet nothing changes. It's always the same. There are always the same objects in there, always the same dimensions to each object expressing itself, but some appear differently each time you turn the lens around. But it does not change the reality of the object you're looking at. It merely changes the illusionary world that you look with. Now, if you had the ability, which you do, which you don't use, if you had the ability to look at the kaleidoscope and look at one color at a time, then you would see how the absolute sees, one color at a time. The absolute does not see it in its kaleidoscope appearance. You see, but that's the way it is. It's a kaleidoscope experience, but it's not. It is just one object adjacent to another object, adjacent to another object, each which in itself is, since we're using the term, is an isness in absolute. Now, you see, but that, the kaleidoscope is relative, and the kaleidoscope's in a relative experience. That's right. And in that same way, the kaleidoscope is relative, and you cannot define anything in absolute unless you use the terms of the relative. So now, what sort of a term could you think that is way out, way out in the absolute realm, which is not relative? Give me one term, anybody, that is not relative, that I can use in describing absolute. In our relative mind, we don't have any terms that are not relative to describe absolute. And this is our great difficulty. There are times when I listen to Rhonda, and I hear her giving her dissertation on nothingness, And I think to myself, she's got it. She's got it. It is the most illogical, unreasonable, misunderstandable. Not misunderstandable. You can't understand in the first place. How can you misunderstand something you couldn't understand in the first place? But it is so completely far out that if you were to say, maybe that's what the absolute is, you know, you could be right.
Yes.
Because I'm sure when we intelligently, which it will not be, we will not be intelligent when we come to a decision on absolute. But at the point that we come to a conclusion about absolute, it'll be something perhaps like that. Something absolutely. Something totally, that's absolute too. Something fully, that's absolute too. Something meaningless.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Something meaninglessly, meaningless. When we come to something meaningless, now, can you describe something meaningless? Can you describe something that has no purpose, no direction, no nothing, you know? That it just has isness. It just has existence. And the very fact that you say it has existence already gives you something to latch onto, but it doesn't give you it because the next minute you say it's nothingness. You say it's allness, nothingness, isness. You say it's an expression of the uniqueness, but it's not the uniqueness because there can be nothing unique about an absolute because absolute is the allness. And if you are in the allness and I am in the allness and we're all in the allness and everything's in the allness, then where does the absolute have any uniqueness? It doesn't have any uniqueness. So how could it therefore have a beginning and an end? It doesn't. Absolute is without beginning and end. Absolute is it is an indescribable awareness. Now, the dictionary describes absolute as first cause, that which established things into being, but even there it's incorrect. How could it be a first cause of something that already exists? You know? And that's something you have to think about if you're going to think in that area. Why is there a first cause for something that doesn't need a first cause, that itself is the first cause? It is the first cause. But how do you know that there's a second cause? How do you know that there's something that it caused to be? You don't. And that's a very charming concept, because you just don't know that it has a second cause, that it has subsequent existences. Because if you have an is, and in itself it's complete, how can that is procreate, generate another is, which is going to be equal to itself? Or if it brings about another is, will that is be a separate is? Will that is be something fulfilling what the original is wanted to do, only a little differently, having uniqueness? And it couldn't, could it?
It could, yes. Why couldn't it?
I'm asking you.
Yes,
it couldn't, could it?
It could.
All right. Now, Dr. Ellen Jeromini, the head of our philosophy department, professor of philosophy and professor of a bunch of other good stuff, she is going to explain to us how absolute can be an is, and as an is, how it can have a brother and sister who are is's that it knows. Okay, Dr. J?
I'm only saying that everything is possible and everything is unlimited.
Oh, I see.
And from the unlimited point of view, that's what it is.
Well, now,
but absolute is not even limited or unlimited. It all is. So that goes back that it's all the same.
You would have enjoyed it if you could have watched Ellen as she's speaking now. She holds out her hand in a trembling way, saying, it's all that it is. It's all. It's beyond my perception. But that's good. That's good. What you said was very cogent, very comprehensive, very intelligent, but totally meaningless, of course.
Of course, because there is no meaning to it.
Right, but it is fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is fun.
There, whatever we want to say to it.
That's right.
Well, from the relative, mm-hmm. you can name absolute as anything, say, really.
Go ahead, name it as something.
Oh, well, I could name it, isness, I could name...
No. You said from the relative. Now, if you're going to name something from the relative, you have to name it relative to something relative.
Well, it's something that can only be comprehended by thought, and thought is a relative aspect.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Christina, what do you say about that? Is that correct?
What Sylvia now said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or what you're going to say. Cat got your tongue, huh?
I don't know what to say because, I guess I could say it is anything.
That's right, you can. And if you are wise, you do. Because, you see, when you talk about absolute, there's not a soul in the universe who can contradict you.
That's right.
And this is why the scientists who have the Big Bang Theory, no one can contradict them because it's so comprehensive, it's so all-inclusive, but yet it could not have been. Because if the first atom split and did all that stuff, where did the first atom come from? Mm-hmm. And where did the first of anything come from? And that makes it very charming. Rhonda, what is your definition of absolute?
Faceless, formless substance.
Faceless, formless substance. You couldn't get three F's out of it, huh? You couldn't get three F's out of it. Faceless, formless, formidable.
The notion of pure, delightful bliss. Unconditioned.
An ocean of pure, delightful bliss. Yeah, and what?
Unconditional consciousness molding itself into a conditioned state of being.
Now, I bet you are just stupid enough not to have written that down.
I've written it down.
Well, where is it? We have never seen it.
It's in my dissertation.
Well, when will we see your dissertation?
Soon enough.
You see, those are quite charming. They're as confusing as anybody else's, but they're quite charming.
How could it be?
How could it be?
It just is.
You see,
it actually is right. It can't be confusing because...
Ingeborg, what are you going to delight our...
Well, for me, absolute, I use it for defining something which it is the maximum what it can be. That is an absolute thing.
That's a good word, maximum.
Mm-hmm. And therefore, the absolute, I can define it and think whatever I think, and it is correct.
And you are thinking what?
I think, well, it is something which at the moment is... It has little use for me.
I think you're right.
Cannot eat.
Gertrude, what about you?
Absolutely something I would like to know. I could speak about, but I'm not there.
And this is a terrible question to ask you, but why would you like to know it if you have no idea what you would do with it?
Because I'm curious.
You're curious.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's good. It's just like Ilse Vink. She was curious that way. She was always searching into absolute topics. Mm-hmm. And that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your contribution to our topic. Must things have a beginning and an end? Does absolute have a beginning? And we said it has no end.
And no beginning.
And it has no middle. Mm-hmm.
No beginning.
It just is. Just is. It is. That's important. It is the concept. Well, thank you very much. Been a pleasure to share with you this evening that very wonderful subject of absolute.
I love it.
I love you. I love you. I love you.